Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Guys, welcome into Tuesday, the Dave Glover Show, minus the Dave and the Glover. Dave's on vacation, back next Monday. Rachel Zimmerman, Andrew Stolz, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you here. We've got Ricky Horton joining us in about 10 minutes. We will have Matt Pauly at 4 o'clock, so those will be our baseball fixes. Dave Murray in his normal spot at 3:30, and our buddy Brad Young's going to join us at 2 o'clock, do some legal stuff, political stuff, and actually in a couple of stories, they are one and the same. The Texas story is one and the same, both a legal story and a political story. So Brad Young will join us at 2 o'clock to kind of walk through some of the bigger stories of the day that cross those two boundaries. And, of course, that's what we have Brad on call for, man. We got Brad on retainer.
Nice.
Brad's a lawyer. We have him on retainer. He comes on a couple times a week here and there to explain things to us and does a great job. We love Brad. So he'll be joining us at 2 o'clock. What's up, gang? What's new?
Oh, you know, not much. Not much since yesterday.
No, August is just, isn't it? I mean, I've always found August to be like, okay, in the baseball world, because I'm a baseball dork, it's the dog days of August. And I don't know if that's just worn out on me over all my life of watching it and hearing it, and it's just now in my head. But there's like no scheduled holidays, it's always hot. Although this is pretty good. We've had a nice beginning to August in that regard, so that's nice. It's like August is just kind of like a waiting period. It's like purgatory for the fall. Everybody's like, all right, when's the fall getting here?
Let me fix the volume on our stream really quick.
Uh-oh. Yep. No worry about that. Yeah. I don't know. We don't know what it is or why things get reset. But every so often on the stream, the audio gets weirded out, and I don't know. I don't understand much about the software that we use.
That was 100% my fault.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right, because sometimes they change. I got you. All right, we're good to go.
We don't know why it happens. No way to figure it out.
We don't know why that happened. Rachel, I was trying to give you cover.
Well, I'm still mad because a couple weeks ago people were complaining about the volume, and I was like, you guys, there is absolutely no way of controlling this, so please stop asking. And then like the next day, Andrew was like, I fixed it.
Well, it was like very weird and complicated. It's not like an obvious fix.
That's just funny. Like, here I am trying to cover, and Rach is like, no, it's me.
Yeah,
my bad.
I muted the stream on accident.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, sometimes we have, so without getting too boring, most of these microphones you see are muted in the streaming service because there can be weird crossover, bleed over, there can be echo, and only one main one stays on, and that's the one that was not on.
Yes, me kid.
But like, I don't know. Does anybody look forward to August?
I mean, some people have birthdays in August.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, outside of them. Maybe if you have an anniversary in August. Okay, cool. We got you. But like most of it is August is like, I can't wait for the fall. I can't wait for September because football's coming, or Halloween is a couple of months away, or whatever. Like the action starts next month. This is kind of like a waiting period. You're just like that's why I said purgatory. Just kind of like you're in between. We're in between. You know, the baseball games. You know, the Cardinals are kind of in this in between where September's not going to matter much either, based on you know the selling at the deadline and all of that. But you know, football is in training camp, and I know if you're like a diehard football fan, and I am, but I can't get excited about training camp stuff and preseason games. I just can't do it. It's basically, you know, football is basically or the teams that are the healthiest that were supposed to be good will probably be good. The bat teams that were going to be bad are probably going to be bad. And the teams that were good that had injuries are probably going to struggle. Like it's not as complicated as, oh my God, this guy made three great catches today in practice and we got video. All right, great. The play was designed for him to do that, and you know nobody's really playing full on. Some guys are, but it's I get over that stuff all the time. It's not a great month for movies, although I guess people are interested in Naked Gun.
Yeah, did you see it, Andrew? Am I making that up?
I did not see it. I think I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, afternoon. I might see it tomorrow as well.
So basically, I just did to August in a couple of minutes what Kevin Killeen did to February. He did it so much better. This was like I didn't really plan to do it, but he did that great video that now goes viral again every February because he's so dead right because February has that same vibe. It's like you're in between. All the holidays are over. The weather still sucks. The spring is right around the corner, but it's not there yet. So I don't know. Maybe August and February are like brothers.
Smiley for baseball on the stream says, I am just trying to get through August.
That's it. And hey, by the way, way easier to do when it's 85 degrees instead of 98, which is often the case at this time of year. So.
I went on a little walk before the show.
Man.
It was just nice outside. It's like, I'm going to soak up this weather while I can.
Even with these temperatures, if I do any kind of physical activity before the show, I need a new shirt. Like 82 degrees is what it says right now on the app. Sorry, Dave, I didn't mean to use it, but I don't have any other means of looking at the moment. If it's anything like 75 or above, I go on a walk and need a new shirt. Just me.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm just like, I just have like outdoor smell now. You know, like when someone comes in from outside, you're like, oh, you've been outside. Like, that's me.
Ricky Horton's going to join us coming up next on DGS. Good to be with you on Tuesday here on DGS. Dave on vacation back next Monday. He's doing the Florida thing at the beach. And, I'm sure he'll come back refreshed and ready to go. Although the first day back after vacation is always tough for anybody. You're just like, get things fired back up again. But we keep on doing our normal thing. Brad Young's going to join us at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Dave Murray at 3:30. Matt Pauly's going to jump in studio with us around 4 o'clock. Right now it's time to talk to our buddy Ricky Horton. Hey, Ricky, how's it going?
Good, Wheels. How are you?
Good, good. It's been an interesting 4 or 5 days for the Cards, and we'll get to the deadline stuff, I think, at the end, because I want to talk to you about the clubhouse side of that and the, you know, you've mentioned before, I think last week, the human side of that, too. But I would imagine, you know, there are lots of angles, so we'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to start with just last night's that was one of the most fun games the Cards have had in a long time, and I know it's been up and down for a while, which is why they sold 3 relievers at the trade deadline. But last night was super entertaining. Sonny Gray was in peak form against one of the better groups of hitters at the top of an order that you're ever going to find. And then just a few key moments, right? Ivan Herrera with a blast, Pozo with a little bloop, and that gets you what you need to pull off the win.
Yeah, no, it was an exciting game. It really was. It was fun to be at Dodger Stadium. You know, Dodger Stadium is always kind of a fun place to be. They had 44,000 people there, whatever they had. And, you know, it's always rocking and rolling. It's one of the loudest stadiums in all of baseball. So it's a party every time you play there. Now, that's not Dodger Stadium of 20 years ago, but it's Dodger Stadium of now. Yeah. They've really kind of ramped that up. But so exciting game despite the fact. So you can have a 1-1 game that's exciting. That's what I always come back to. You don't have to hit a home run every other batter. Now, you know, you somebody's got to score eventually. And the Cardinals eventually did late. And, you know, I was very impressed with what the Cardinals were able to do, especially patching together what they have to do now with their bullpen, Wheels. I mean, it is not, you got your top 3 guys, not there. And for reasons we all understand towards the future, but now it's opportunity for guys that kind of haven't been there. And now you're there with, you know, Dodger Stadium with 44,000 people with a lot going on. So it really was a fun win, no doubt.
And last night, obviously, Sonny did the heavy lifting. He was unbelievable. I mean, you know, he struggled in July. I mean, he really had a hard time in July. I know some of that for him can be weather related. I don't know if he has like sweat issues with grip, but clearly it fatigues him. And he is a high effort guy. I mean, he uses his whole body every single time he throws the baseball, whether it's a fastball or a breaking ball or whatever. But he was really like peak Sonny Gray last night.
Yeah, and here's two things going on with Sonny Gray. I think the number one thing is it wasn't 110 degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sonny was saying it after his last two starts at home. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when a player says, you know, oh, the sun was in my eyes, we kind of roll our eyes at that and think. But he was saying, you know, I just could not grip the baseball. He's a sweater. I mean, the dude works so hard, and that's part of his physiology too. I mean, he changes his uniform five or six times a game, and you know, think about how much we wanted to do that over the last couple of weeks in the Midwest. I mean, we I'd love to have done that at the ballpark for my uniform up in the booth. But the point is, you know, it really did affect him, and he couldn't get past that. And I think he was just happy to be in kind of different kind of weather right now. And I think it made his spin better and his command better.
I can identify, Ricky. We were just joking in the last segment that Rach went for a walk before the show, and it's only 82 degrees here. If I did that, I would need a new shirt. Like I can fully identify with what Sonny's talking about with that, because I, you know, in my years in college, I was in South Florida, and it hit me like that every day. I was using two shirts a day in practice at least. And as a catcher, I can do things, right? I can keep rubbing dirt on the hand to dry it out. I'm not throwing, you know, with any kind of real perfection more than a couple of times in a game setting, right? Where he's got to do it 100 times. I fully get where that can be a difficult thing. And he's not the only pitcher in baseball that deals with that. And some of that can be physiology, as you mentioned, Rick. Like a guy with bigger hands tends to probably have less trouble with that. But Sonny's not a big guy, so he probably doesn't have big old meat hooks.
He does not. He really doesn't. And it is, you know, kind of unique to him. Now, you know, the coach in me and actually the coach in him, he said, hey, everybody else deals with it. It's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
And so you have to recognize that and say that. But and I would say that as a coach, it's like, again, you know, it took a bad hop. The sun's in my eyes. You know, the umpires are against me, blah, blah, blah. There's always a reason that as an athlete you try to overcome. But I don't think it's a matter of him not trying to overcome it. He just couldn't. And he was just admitting it. He said, I'm just being honest with you. So I think he's probably relieved and happy to be back in form again. You know, it's interesting, Wheels. I said at the beginning of the game yesterday, I said, you know, with Sonny Gray, you just don't know. He could give up just one hit, or he could get hammered today by this Dodger lineup. Huh. It could be either way or anything in between. And fortunately, it was the first. It was the of those two predictions. And I was just very happy for him, and obviously happy for Pozo, and JoJo able to finish it out, and just a really nice win. You know, tonight, going against the Dodgers again tonight, it is the single most cool thing going on in L.A., including Caitlin Clark playing against L.A. tonight here at L.A. Live.
Yeah, it's definitely a big show, but that's what happens when you have star players in a big market like that, and you're coming off a World Series.
No doubt.
I mean, Rick, I mean, you know, we're not that far removed. That's what Busch Stadium was like when the Cardinals were winning a World Series. I mean, it was like that in 2012 following 2011, as an example.
Yeah, I think that's good for us. I mean, that's one of the good things about remembering history, to say that, look, you know, we all want to be the Padres now because the Padres are drawing 44,000.
Yeah,
well, 3 years ago they weren't. So it's gonna, you know, I think there's the game cycles, and if people know the history of the '80s, our beloved '80s, of which I was a part of, well, take a look at the record of the '84 team and the '83 team, and the '90 team, for goodness sakes. I mean, not great, and '89 wasn't great. So I mean, you're not going to always have the best of years and not always going to have the best of attendance. But, you know, I think that the goal is, you know, to get that back and get back to the Cardinals being the Cardinals like we want them to be.
So let's shift to that topic about the post deadline stuff, because again, you've been in a lot of clubhouses with buyers and sellers. You've had teammates traded, you've been traded. And then you probably, I would guess at some point, either saw or were the guys that now have opportunities that didn't have those before. So let's go step by step and talk about deadline departures. And if you're the player going out even if you're going to, quote unquote, a better situation or a better contender at the moment, what's it like? I mean, from your experience and from your teammates' experiences.
So I was told, you know, I think I shared this last week, I was told in Jim Fregosi's office by the general manager that I was traded to the Dodgers at the trading deadline. And, I was thrilled to death because now I'm going to first place from last place.
Right.
But, you know, as I'm leaving the door, I'm thinking, boy, you know, I got to be really good friends with Bill Long. And I'm the last time I'll be Carlton Fisk's teammate and Harold Baines and Ozzie Guillen and Kenny Williams and, you know, all these guys, and Daryl Boston, guys that were, you know, friends of mine, Gary Reedus. So you say 7 second goodbyes, basically, and you do the Irish goodbye almost.
Right.
And you leave. And I went back to my place and told my wife she needs to start packing. I'm going to Montreal. You know, we'll see you in a week. And so then life just switches quickly. But, you know, in baseball, you're kind of used to that because guys get sent up and down in the minor leagues, which I think is part of that. So you're almost trained for that in a way. You're trained for the reality of kind of being there. You understand you're temporary, you know, and, you know, I felt like I played for the Cardinals for a long time, but I really didn't. Just, you know, a few years. I mean, that's it. And it goes by pretty fast.
And then how about the guys that are still there, first from the more veteran perspective, the guys that, you know, they know they're going to play, they have contracts, whatever. What's that mood like when you know your team has said, given the signal, all right, this is more about the future than now? I know they're pros, so this is not about whether they're going to try or whether they're going to work. Just got how to hit them, you know?
Yeah, well, it's opportunity for somebody, and I wasn't a star player at that time, although I was the opening day starter for the White Sox, not having a good year. But, you know, for the other lefties in the pen, that was Steve Rosenberg, for example, opportunity for him, and he had a good second half, and Bill Long got into the starting rotation, who I just mentioned, and not a household name in St. Louis, but a guy that had a good season, and Melito Perez, you know, ended up having a pretty good year too, and Jack McDowell. So, you know, guys, you get opportunities when somebody else isn't there, and you know, it's kind of the nature of the game. It always is. It's always revolving. We're already, you know, thinking about the Cardinals with J.J. Weatherholt in the lineup somewhere. We're already going to that. Now, that's not going to happen tomorrow, but, you know, it'll happen before we know it, and that's going to mean somebody else won't be here.
Good point. Now, circling all of this back to the current bullpen, and obviously JoJo Romero is going to get some chances late.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, Ollie talked about it today on the Gas House Gang, and he's talked about it before, that he may not pick one guy that's going to finish games. It's going to kind of be based on matchups. Like, when do you need JoJo? Well, last night it was perfect lined up in the ninth inning because you had Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. That's lefty, righty, lefty. And then, you know, after that, they go righty lefty. So you had a really good lane, as the current modern term is, get a good lane for him, a good lane for O'Brien in the eighth inning. But for guys like O'Brien and Swanson, and now Fernandez, who is back, and Leahy, these are opportunities to showcase what you can do, and what kind of job you can solidify for yourself going into next year.
Yeah, they're all going to get those opportunities. Swanson, Granillo, they're all going to get them.
Yeah.
Graceffo, you know, they're all going to get chances to pitch in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. It's just going to happen. Now, the odd thing is, and Leahy's another guy that, you know, is getting better and better. He's getting back to where he was in April and May. But the oddity right now, currently, for the Cardinals is that lane you're talking about, the lefty lane. There isn't a lefty. If when you get to the lefty lane in the sixth and seventh inning,
right,
you're going to be using a right-hander. I mean, you don't have one. So now that may change. I know the Cardinals signed a left-hander from the Marlins, and maybe we see him. But the point is, right now you're a little stuck from a manager's point of view because you have just one lefty.
Yeah, Veneziano, and I've only seen him throw once. He struggled this year, mostly his off-speed. So his fastball's been pretty good this year, but his off-speed wasn't. But that maybe there's a quick tweak you can make at Memphis and see if he can do something to help you out.
I'm hoping so. I got a text this morning from Jason Simontacci, former Cardinal, who was one of his coaches with the Royals. And Simo was, you know, a longtime coach in the Royals organization. He said, the dude's a stud. He's got a great arm. It's just a matter of putting it together. So there's always hope. You never know.
Absolutely not. We're looking forward to playing it all out. Ricky, have fun at Dodger Stadium tonight. We'll look forward to listening to you and John on the call. And obviously, we'll talk to you again later in the week.
You bet, Wheels. Thanks.
Good to
chat with you.
That's our good friend Ricky Horton here on KMOX DGS on a Tuesday.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, just after 1:30 here on KMOX DGS, without the NG. Dave is on vacation, back on Monday. Rachel, Andrew, Kevin hanging out with you. We have Brad Young joining us at the top of the hour. Dave Murray at 3:30. Matt Pauly at 4 o'clock. Just talked to Ricky. Ricky Horton, that is, in case you missed it. And if you missed it, guess what? Rewind on the Odyssey app. Go to where we do podcasts, because we podcast wherever podcasts are podcasted. And you can catch that conversation with Ricky if you missed it, or if you miss any of the stuff that we're doing. So, guys, I saw this story. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. But I think we figured out, or at least starting to figure out, why Facebook is such a, let's just say a great place for misinformation.
What happened?
Maybe even disinformation, but certainly a great place for misinformation. Well, so the Washington Post did a study on this. They were looking at, you know, like, why is this happening? And obviously we all know that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg removed fact checkers from the company. Was it early this year, right? Or was it late last year? I don't know. It was after the election. After the election, he removed fact checkers. And so what one of the writers for The Washington Post, a guy named Jeffrey Fowler, did was he started trying to use the community notes, which is what they replaced fact checkers with. So the community can then say, no, that's wrong, or that's AI and not real, or whatever. And the problem is it doesn't work. So this guy went through and found a bunch of false stories, whatever they were. They were not all political, but some of them were. And posted community notes saying, no, here's a link that shows this is not correct. What percentage of those, so he did 65 of them. What percentage of those do you guys think ever made it to Facebook and got published so they could actually correct misinformation?
I'm going to guess zero, just based on the fact that you're saying they do not work. So I'll say none of them made it through.
What percentage would you say?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's got to be, I mean, if it's got to be none.
It's not zero, but it's damn close. So it was three out of the 65. Mm. So you're setting up a community note system, because the problem is the community notes only get boosted, only get prominent placement, only get used if enough people give them a thumbs up.
That's interesting.
So the community notes have to be quote unquote popular for them to be used. And you want to know why, you know, people who go on Facebook see so much nonsense. I saw somebody, I can't remember how I know the person, but somebody on my Facebook feed, I check Facebook every day for one thing. I check to see if it's anybody's birthday that I need to reach out to. And then
he's doing his daily cyberbullying.
Yeah.
No, I haven't posted on Facebook in years. It's simply there to find people that I know or for people that I know to find me. That's all it is.
So find local high schoolers to bully.
I'll check on there and see if it's somebody's birthday. But as I open it up, it always opens to my main page. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that was on my main page today was somebody who posted an AI photo or series of AI photos of Paul McCartney visiting Phil Collins in the hospital and playing the guitar and singing Hey Jude for him. And there are nurses behind them crying and Phil Collins looks sick. And obviously he has been very sick, right?
Sorry for laughing.
No, it's so clearly AI.
And what you're describing is like that. Well, I know that didn't happen.
And the AI has Paul McCartney playing the guitar the wrong hand for him. So clearly, you know, anybody that knows the Beatles knows Paul McCartney, that he plays left-handed, not right-handed, but in the AI photo, he's playing it right-handed.
Oh my gosh, I found the photo.
Yes. And there's a whole long story made up about how Paul McCartney brought his trusty guitar that's been with him all over the years to comfort his friend who's clinging to life. And it's like, it's all nonsense.
Absolutely psychotic.
And some real person that I somehow know bought it, posted it, and then all of the replies are, guys, it's AI. This is AI. Well, actually, half the responses. The other half were, that's so amazing. Sir Paul is such a great man. It's like, you could not community notes that unless enough people gave it the thumbs up. Like, what are we doing?
Sitting beside his frail friend, Paul softly performed Hey Jude, filling the room with emotion. As tears welled in Phil's eyes, Paul held his hand and whispered, we're still a band, even if the only stage left is life.
And they were never a band.
None of that makes any sense.
I mean, they were friends, but they were never a band.
Also, I know Phil Collins is having some health issues, but I didn't think he was, like, in the hospital.
I don't think so either, but again, I don't know. Maybe. But I know he's not playing shows anymore. That's what I know about Phil Collins had health issues. And he's got serious, like, life-threatening health issues, right?
Yes,
this is not in any way, like, that part of the story is at least, and that's why it's somewhat believable, right? Because people know that or they've heard that. And so now we've created this fake story, but then people that try to correct it or post, no, this is not real. If it doesn't get enough thumbs up, nobody will know that it's not real unless they have half an ounce of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, on Facebook, though, this is not to begrudge anybody, but a lot of people on Facebook do not have internet savvy in their toolbox. They see things and they come from a time where if you saw something in print, it was probably real.
Yeah.
And now you're not, that is completely not true. You cannot trust anything unless you're going to verify it, unless you know the source where it comes from. And they've disabled anybody's ability to take stuff like this.
I know where the source came from. One of the nurses at the hospital took the video and posted it.
It's like, and again, this is not a harmful story unless, well, it can be harmful, I guess, to Phil Collins and his family, right? But it's not a mean-spirited story, but it's fake. It's like that story I told you guys about a couple of weeks ago where this young lady was volunteering at a hospital and a baby was abandoned and she just adopted the baby.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
She was inspired and she raised him and now he's a teenager and everything's great. And it's all fake.
I love this.
It's all fake. They were AI photos that are faked. And by the way, they showed the pictures and it's the mom with the lady with the baby and she's like 24. And now the kid's 16 and the mom hasn't aged. She's exactly the same age. And it's like,
good for her. She looks great.
And it's, again, it was a nice story. It wasn't anything bad, but it was fake. And I think anything that is fake or fiction should have to be marked as fake or fiction. And I don't know why these internet companies. I'm not talking about censoring opinions, right? If someone's expressing an opinion, that's fine. You can leave it alone, and other people can tell them they're right or wrong. But when you're creating fiction, it should have to be marked as fiction, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or anywhere else. It should be marked as fiction. And I don't know why we're so slow on these AI things. I don't know why the tech companies do it. I guess I know why the tech companies do it. Why? Because it gets engagement. Because these things get forwarded and forwarded and forwarded and forwarded, and that gets more people to see the ads that you're posting. And that's it. It's a money grab. That's why it is the way that it is.
Does it bother you more that it's AI versus, like, if I were to create this post just using Photoshop or something and post the exact same thing? Do you think there's something more malicious about it whenever it's AI?
I think it's more dangerous with AI, but I don't know, Andrew. I think maybe the same thing should hold true. This photo has been altered.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that should have to be a part of posting.
Because that
it
has existed for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Editing, the problem is it takes work and effort. And so we didn't see it as much when it was just Photoshop, because it would take you, like,
right,
half an hour to a few hours,
right,
to mock up something like this. Where with AI,
now you put it in ChatGPT,
it takes you 45 seconds.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And anybody can do it.
A couple people chiming in on the chat on the stream. Dave Hines said, it's almost like we should stop trusting social media like it's a news organization. Yeah, Dave, almost. Good point. Big Blonde Dan, longtime DGS listener, said, when I get a Facebook link for my mom, it's usually a 50-50 chance of it being AI. My mom doesn't send me those things, but I have family members that do.
Yeah.
You're right. And 50-50 might be generous. Like, a lot of people just do not have, what's the right word? They just don't have, again, they don't have the tools in their belt to detect the difference, because I grew up on technology, and people that are like my age or Dave's age, like 60 and under, we did grow up with tech. We grew up with computers. We grew up, with the internet. I mean, the internet really became a thing when I was in college. So my entire adult life, I've been around technology and all of those things. I get a lot of that. People older than Dave and I don't necessarily, because they didn't grow up with it. And a lot of them never adopted it, but they're online. They have Facebook to connect with family and all that. And they just don't have the tools built in to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, I really wonder what it is, because you would think that if it's something that's obviously fake, like, I've seen a couple of AI videos. I think Andrew sent me one a couple weeks ago, actually. And it was like a little kid in the hospital. And, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it was like Jesus was, like, healing the child in the hospital
in
or
the
something.
Video?
And the child was crying.
In a video?
The baby yeah, was singing a gospel,
like a
worship song.
That's what it was.
The baby was singing a worship song, and Jesus was standing behind him with his hand on the baby, also singing the word, like, mouthing the words along. And yeah. I tell you what, they were getting after it. Jesus was rocking the heck out.
But people, like, why
grooving.
Do people think that's real? Like, I'm not saying that, like, Jesus isn't real. I'm just saying,
well, nobody would
obvious
think that was a real video of Jesus, though. Right.
I'm not, like, I don't know, man.
If Jesus came to Earth and was singing the worship song with the baby, it would be on every news outlet.
It would be literally everything that anybody
talks
about.
But it's like, I wonder if people look at that and think, like, oh, I'm just trying to figure out, like, do they look at all of the videos and go, like, oh, this is real? Or is it just like, oh, this is nice? What if Paul McCartney did visit Phil Collins in the hospital? You know, like, maybe it's some of that, too.
I also think people, based on the comments of that video, I think a lot of people just, like, half look at everything. Like, I think a large amount of people saw the baby singing the worship song and did not see Jesus behind him. So they're
still,
like,
it's like a baby singing.
What a talented baby. Yeah. And they don't really even notice that Jesus is there.
Yeah. But, like, this is the thing, though, is when you forward it or you like it or you comment on it and say, oh, that's so great, you are promoting something that's fake.
Yeah.
And now some of those things, again, these things we're talking about, they're pretty harmless. Like you said, Rich, I think everybody knows that wasn't actually Jesus in a video. Like, I think we know that. But there are going to be some negative things. Some things that are trying to skew people's opinions for whatever reason, business, politics, whatever. And that's going to have the same effect, because if you're buying it, you're buying it. I see you walking real slow.
on an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man, Rach, you're rocking the 80s today.
Oh, yes, the 80s mix.
Got the new wave stuff working. Although they're really not at the very beginning, right? The outfield's not new wave, but it's just 80s. It's very 80s.
Flock of Seagulls.
You know the hair. You've seen the Flock of Seagulls hair, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Did you have some of that at any point?
No.
Yes.
This thing doesn't do that.
You had it in your Vice days.
If you're watching on the stream, like this thing here, this just turns into like a Brillo pad the longer it goes. I did in college. In college I had, so this would be early 90s, but in college for a while because I was an idiot and 19, I'd cut my own hair. but I did not.
Nothing wrong with that.
I never cut the top.
Okay.
I just shaved the sides and the back. So I basically had Kramer hair for like a year. And it became a bit of a thing in the locker room where a couple guys made jokes about it. Because this is early 90s, so Seinfeld's a huge deal at the time. Like, everybody's watching it, and the Kramer thing. So they would make me do the Kramer entrance and plow through the door and then take my hat off, and the hair would be there, and they would all laugh. So I was the clown. But
they used to put batteries in socks and hit me with them.
No. They did. I mean, you know, like... There were always pranks. If you guys want to know where I get prank stuff, there were always pranks. There was always shaving cream in somebody's shoes, or, you know, somebody's asleep on the couch and, you know, you'd put somebody put peanut butter in a guy's ear while he was sleeping on the couch. Things, you're just doing things to annoy your teammates because it's funny and everybody laughs.
Oh, speaking of pranks, I have a prank for you, Wheels. Oh? So this is a viral
one that
prank.
I can use, or one that you've seen?
One that I've seen. I kind of want to get your thoughts on this.
All right.
I think this is totally harmless and cute, but a lot of people are saying it's like a failure of parenting.
Oh.
So there was a man who was grilling at a family party, and he's like locked in on the grill. He's barbecuing. He's paying attention to what he's doing. His wife comes over and hands him a little toddler baby girl.
Yeah.
he just assumes it's his daughter.
Right.
But it's like her cousin or something. It's
a little girl.
That, yeah, it's a little girl that kind of looks like his daughter, but it's not his daughter. He didn't like look at her super close. So he's just like holding her and he's talking to her while he's grilling. He's like, oh, baby, you see the ribs look good, huh? And she's like not responding. And he's like, this is weird that my daughter's not responding to me. Well, it's because she was shy because it's not her dad.
Right, right.
He eventually like does a double take, realizes it's not his little girl, and everybody laughs and he's like, ah, man, I feel like I just failed at parenting. And I feel bad because so many people online are like, yeah, you should know that's not your baby girl. And I'm like, it's a prank. They pranked him on purpose.
And he's not looking at the kid.
No, he's doing something.
And he knows, like, it's not like dangerous parenting because he knows he has a good grip on the child. He knows that he's not in danger of, like, harming or losing track of the child.
Right.
And so that's all that he's thinking about in his head is like, all right, do I actually have a good, safe handle on this kid? Okay, whatever.
All right, so I saw a prank last night that I really want to get a quick verdict on. So I'll do this. It's a simple description. So there are all these videos, big compilation video of babies, and I mean babies, like in walkers or in their little seats or whatever, holding what look like gigantic kitchen knives.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you're pranking the other parents. It's fake. It's like foam or something like that. And the other parent that's being pranked sees from across the room and freaks out. Funny, not funny.
I mean, it's funny.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny, yeah.
Because none of the children were in any danger.
Right. If the babies are okay, then it's fun. What I don't like is when they like throw a baby doll across the room or something and pretend that's the baby.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah. That one.
That's pretty awful. Like, that's really putting the mother in like a certain level of distress that she doesn't deserve. But like, just give the baby a foam knife. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, at least nobody's getting hurt.
Right.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.